Broadcasting live, it's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Delta High School. I'm Mark Panther. The Panthers and the Sterling Tigers get ready to face off in the final of the Region 7 regional tournament. So Delta is able to knock off their semifinal opponent in Pagosa Springs in 4 innings. The final score of that game was 16-0. The Sterling Kent Denver semifinal, a little more exciting as Sterling comes from behind to beat Kent Denver 6-5 in 7 innings. The coaches meeting at home plate right now, so we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear quickly from head coach Steve Ryer, and we'll get right to action. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Steve took the win in the semifinal over Pagosa Springs off of a very dominant performance on the mound by Landon Kendall, and didn't pitch a whole lot of pitches. He still has him available. So how do you feel now with your three main starters available for the championship game?
We feel like we're in a good place. That was kind of our plan all along, was to hopefully keep playing these pitches down. And, we were actually had Donovan Raley warmed up to go in that last inning when we ended up walking off. But, it's pitching like we're in a good spot. We just have to, come find some pitches at the plate and, keep swinging the bats the way we are.
Yeah, you've continued to swing the bats well, and you're going to play Sterling here in the championship game, a rematch from last year's regional championship. It's at our place.
Yeah, they're a good team. They have a lot of tradition. They play well. They do the little things right. Obviously they graduated 9 seniors, but heck, man, when you have tradition, a lot of times that doesn't matter. You find ways to win, and, they just found a way to win this one, and we know they're going to be coming at us, and, we're going to have to play clean and get it done at the plate, get it done defensively.
They did just have a pretty big emotional come from behind victory over Kent Denver, and, I'm curious to see how they come out here against Delta, whether they'll have an emotional letdown or they'll just keep charging ahead.
Yeah, that's one of those mysteries, man. We've seen it go both ways. So we're just gonna have to come out and battle from the get go. Take care of what we can take care of, and hopefully we come out on the right end in the end of it.
The last time the Delta Panthers made an appearance in the state tournament was in 2019. How is this team different from that team that made that appearance?
Honestly, I think all of our teams, there's some similarities, but, this is a hitting team. It's probably one of the best hitting teams that we've had. And they're also one of the best pitching teams that we've had. We have not been a great team defensively this year, but we've gotten better. That team in 2019, they were a very good defensive team. And, you look back and we squeaked some wins out, and we battled every single game. And, but there's some similarities, but, I think offensively, this team, it ranks up there with one of the top teams we've had, offensively and then on the mound as well.
Well, Steve, pitter-patter, let's get at it.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Mark.
And Creations on Main. Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on May. A&M Creations on May, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Anderson, the high school, is Grayson Spradle, takes to the mound to face the Sterling Tigers lineup of Andrew Stivardo, the shortstop, leading off. In right field is Cason Bamford. Designated hitter Jake Gordon will bat third. In the cleanup spot, the catcher Wyatt Buckley batting fifth. The pitcher Trent Allen is Stivardo takes ball one. That was close, but no cigar for Bredo. Batting sixth, third baseman Robbie Carrasco. Batting seventh, the left fielder Brennan Walsh. In the eight hole, the second baseman Dayton Diorio. This one will be lined into left. Workman fields it on a hop, gets it in quickly, and it's a leadoff single for Gavardo. In the nine hole will be the center fielder Andrew Wright for the Tigers. Their designated hitter Gordon batting for their first baseman Ethan Felzine. Delta's defense, first to third, is Rylan Bynum at first, Landon Tettle at second, Landon Clay at short, Lance Porter at third, left to right in the outfield, Workman, Connor Workman in left, Brett Laiho in center. This is a swing and a miss by Cason Bamford. Center field's Brett Laiho, right field, Ty Reed, Luke Gastineau behind the dish, and Braden Sprout on the bump. Here's the 0-1 to Bamford. Swing and a miss. So after a leadoff single to Scavardo, Bredo's come back 0-2 on Bamford. Bamford steps out and back in. Bredo's got his pitch or his sign. Looks at the runner at first. Now comes home. That one will miss. Low and inside. It's 1-2. So just underway here in Delta in this Region 7 championship game. Once again, Delta knocked off Pagosa Springs to get here. Sterling. And that is a called strike three on the outside corner for the first out of the inning. Sterling knocked off Kent Denver here just a few minutes ago. Actually, it wasn't that long. I'd say probably around 20 minutes ago. Sterling in come-from-behind fashion, beating their opponent to get here to the championship game. Again, this is a rematch of last year's regional finals between these two teams. That one happened in Sterling. Delta with home field this time as Jake Gordon comes to the plate. That pitch is high. Scavardo being held on by Bynum down there at first. Sprout looking over at first. Now delivers the 1-0. This one's going to be popped up. Clay calling for it, and he will make the catch. And now Wyatt Buckley, the catcher, will come to the plate. Buckley will toss the bat back toward the on-deck circle that was dropped by Gordon. And he will step in on this right-on-left matchup against Sprout. Here's the first pitch to Buckley on the outside corner for a called strike. By the way, the first pitch of the game today brought to you by Taco Town. Sprout stares in, now comes set. Here's the pitch. Runner's going. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side, and it's 0-2 to Buckley as the hit and run had been called. Yeah. head coach Scott Diorio for Sterling down there in the third base coach's box. Two down here in the top of the first, no score. Here's the pitch from Sprout. This one's going to be fouled off the right side out of play. Buckley steps out now, back in. Rado stares in, he sets. And the pitch. This one's chopped on the ground to third. Porter up with it. Double clutches the throw. Offline, gets by from Bynum, and they're going to send the runner Scovardo home. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it is not in time. And Scovardo will score the first run of the game, makes it 1-0 for Sterling on the throwing error by Porter. So Buckley ends up at second, and Trenton Allen, the pitcher, will come to the plate. Courtesy runner in for the catcher, Buckley. That pitch is in the dirt for a ball to Allen. I think they said the courtesy runner is Caden Mikowski out there at second. Here's the 1-0. It's low. Allen steps out now, steps back in. Here's the pitch from Breda. It's on the outside corner for a strike. Runner at second will take his lead. Still two outs here in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. This is chop foul at the plate. And that will even the count at two. Delta's trying to limit the damage here. As the error by Porter resulted in the run by Sterling. They lead 1-0 here in the first inning. Sprout sets. Gastineau sets up outside. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner to get out of the inning. So the error is costly, but the damage is limited. Sterling leads 1-0 as we head to Delta's half of the first. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Trenton Allen will finish his warm-up talk. With Allen, the number two pitcher on this Sterling staff.
They are definitely going to have a chance to also look at the so far, Delta is down by one.
And
Batting for Lance Porter, and number 9 batter will be center fielder Brett Lalo. Again, around the horn for Sterling. Kennel steps in, right on right. It's the pitch. In the game earlier, Kennel went 1-for-2 with a walk, a couple RBI, and 2 runs scored. Here's the pitch. He takes all that rides high and out of the zone. So the count will be even at 1. Allen stares in. Now, out of the windup. Pitch. This is outside. And 2-1. Allen sets and delivers. That's on the outside, Tennessee. And the count will beat you in a team. Allen, long look in, has a sign, and delivers. Lemon eye drive. Here's the payoff pitch from Allen. Going to be fouled off on the right side. Kennel continues to battle. He rider down there in the third base coach's box. All seen over in the first base coach's box. He suffered a little bit of a migraine in the first game. And sounds like he's doing much better now. Here's the pitch. Bring Andrew Slade to the plate. Slade 2-3 with a double spine. In their game against Kent Denver. See what effects from here. Someone's got good news out there first. He's held on by Phil Hooley, the pitch, high enough side for a ball. Play. Time coming to Steve Bannon, the third base coach's box. Brandon comes back in. On a look at the runner, now comes home. This one's in the dirt, but blocked by Buffer. Back pick, not in time to get Kennel at first, so. Step back in. Allen. There's it. Kennel over at first, and I'm set. By Kennel over his first. Allen looks over there. And the pitch, that's taken high. 5-6 and lost the play. And that's just going to go in scoring position. It's getting in scoring. But going to there at first. Jackson will become the striker. Looks like Tyler Vandenberg, the pitching coach for the Tigers, comes out of the dugout, and we'll have a quick chat with Allen and a butt hat and
put back to action, and Dasher possibly giving him some words of encouragement as well. Dasher, you know, back then, that's on right. He was 2-for-4 in the first game, had the walk-off home run that ended the game for the Celtics. 5 RBI and a run scored. At least steps in, which one is his first and second pitch. Missing low and inside. This is 1-0 to the right back.
Okay.
That's Castillo steps back in after getting signed. Allen stares in. He's got his shot. Got him step outside. This one's on the ground. Has the first point. And Castillo will be playing play round second. Blue stops the third. That's an overground three. Look at the now, so we have runners on the corner. He scores once we're entering the game. He runs for a boot. As the credit comes. Maximo hit sharply down the line for Delfina. It went right under his glove as he dug to try to get it. This chase is high heat. Half to half, it's on banks of the batter, stopped by Reed. Steps out. Now steps back in. Gaz with a good lead down there at first, held on by Delfina. Here's the pitch. It's going to be loose in the right field. He'll set the hook up to take it into the land, and that'll be a
good one for the
time. The back to back will be our experience. The pitch is going to be nothing. And we see one over the Tigers. Brian will find him with something. He was 1-for-1 with a rough walk in the first game. Reached on there, stole the base. Followed up again by Helena. Look at the runner at second. And Will now come home. That one comes in high in sight. It's ball one.
I've never done
this. There's the... more miscommunication between the catcher and the pitcher, and Buckley heads out to talk to Allen. Buckley, hopefully getting on the same page with Allen, at least for their sake, will now return behind the plate as Bynum steps back in right on right here. First base and full team playing in front of the runner Reed at first. Linefield working in and out on Will. Here's the pitch. It's outside and low for a ball. No outs here in the bottom of the first. Delta leads 2-1. Allen sets and delivers. That one's in the dirt. Bounces away from Buckley. Runners will advance. Belton now with a couple of runs in the scoring position. The ball gets away from the pitcher, Allen, and Buckley threw it to him, and the runners will hold. Wilkes will be the runner at third, lead at first, or second, excuse me, and Biden's going to be at the plate with a 3-0 count. See if Bynum's taking or if you can give him the green light. Allen looks at the runners. Now he'll come home. This one's in the dirt. He's going to come off. He'll raise the base. Starting pitcher Brady Sprout will come to the plate. Bynum. We'll wait for Buckley to get back to the dishes. Again, he's having a discussion with his pitcher, Allen.
Now, Brady will step into the west side. He's got an opportunity to close the result here in the bottom of the first, but he really helped his guys with a base hit and a base is loaded. Or base is loaded with a base hit, either way. He's going to be lifted, foul at a point in the left side. Delta. Started. The season slowly as the play finally came around, and they've been scoring up on just about everything. Allen's going to step off. We'll reset here. The corner's playing in, trying to prevent Delta from scoring any more runs, getting into double play depth. Wilson to serve. Need a second, find him at first. There's the 0-1. They're going to miss, and the rolling views are just way on now. He was able to catch up with that one, so step out, and I'll step back here. Allen is stares in. Done the set. And the pitch is supposed to be set up outside. This one's just a little right field. It's going deep. Get out the run there for the first time. He just got out of it. The game is still out and it's been seen really good time. Here's two now. The Delta needs to win now after that. One run by Stratus. Definitely helping his time. Delta has spent 6 batters to the plate that scored. So now Connor works able to come to the pitch. Still no outs. Again, Delta up 6-1 here in the bottom of the first inning. In the first game, working with group 2 for 2, the chip by a pitch, scored 3 times. That pitch on the outside corner.
That's why it's always the best
hit. Delta building quite a bit of momentum here, and then after the first inning. So a lot of ball to be played. It's going to be left deep in the left field, and one of them is back. And that's going to be the first out of the inning. Delta's crowd, so they might have gone over the other side of the fence, but every pitch will come to the plate. Delta's designated hitter will play. He went 1-for-1 in the first game, and walked 3 for the fielder's choice, and scored a couple of times. And then there on the right side, here's the pitch. Check the game, and that moving around. That one stares in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slow. And that'll even count at once. Here's the pitch. Turn away. Balls 1 strike up here in the bottom of the first. Leads the pitch. Tripper not able to square up on that one and fouls it at the first. He didn't play, so he'll step in. Generally, he plays in the outfield when Sprout pitches. The pitch. Maybe fouled off on the right side, out of play. They play in the outfield as well. They're looking at Kyrie starts to pitch here as well. Here in this game.
Come on, Brett.
So with Delta being up 6-1 and Brado dealing off the mound, yeah, we'll wait and see how that all works out. Downstairs in, the set and delivers. One misses outside and it won't be a count of one. Steps out, now back in. The pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. And it'll be 1-2. The Dolphins come forward. Out of the windup, here comes Allen. Nope, he'll step off.
On the ground, down the first base.
They've done the first side in the second. Throw coming in and cut off by the outside target. And we're going to get a pitching change, Greg. And so, Scott DiOrio comes out of the dugout because Tyler Vandenberg made a visit earlier in the inning, the second visit in pitching change. It looks like it's going to be Jimmy Grasso, who started last game, if he's up all the rest of his pitching he's got. So we'll take a break from pitching change with some fancy sports on all these sports online. Mark Kenner back with you here, South High School, and the other pitcher change is going to be Robbie Grass from the the pitcher sent me out of him from left field. And then Walsh. I believe they have come out of the game. Stanley Gonzalez coming into the game. We have a new at first base at Washington like it has Gaston steps in, left on right, the pitch way outside. Delta leads here in the bottom of the first 8-1. Two outs. Long look in by Gaston. He sets up outside, and that's time called by Gaston O'Leary. He steps out against the batting glove. Way the winner in second after a two-out double, and this pitch will be fouled on. Even the count at one. Yeah, it's no stretch back here. Grasso stares in, looks to the runner at second. Now Thomas Holmes, this is going to be a high chopper on the right side foul.
Hey, be tough now, Luke.
Grasso knows I'm going to be tough with two. That's him. This one's going to be chopped towards first. The first baseman waiting for the pitcher to cover, and that's going to bounce off the pitcher Grasso's glove.
Okay, back here with this mighty prep.
had a 10-run first. Lineup 1.5 times. He will finish up his warm up top. Brady did have a grand slam home run to contribute to the center on the bottom. Reggie made 6-7-8 in the lineup, starting with the mound pitcher Robbie Carrasco. Carrasco was standing on the right side against the lefty Sprout. Still on the baseball left to play.
Oh my god, you want to see what they do?
Here's the pitch from Brado. It's slow for a ball.
Is it still there? What are you going to
call it? Sprout's there, now he's still. Here's the pitch. Second and first, today was the first for the Tigers. A leadoff single in the first, and then batter came around the score, and they scored on an error in Delta, and they shot down others. So, Carrasco with a good lead over there at first. Held off by Bynum. Here's the pitch to Yell, who will find this in the left field. Morrison will barehand it.
It's all rolling up here.
So it looks like Wells stayed in the game. And not sure where he ended up if it was in right or center field. Tigers with runners at first and second, and making the Orioles coming this way. Sprout looks at the runners now. Thomas Holm, that pitch on this iron out. A pitch from Brado. That's got to be a pitch. The Orioles steps out, now back in. Brado steps in. Sprout's got his sign. The runners. And third strikeout of the game for Sprout. First out of the inning. When Andrew Wright will come to the plate. Wright steps in right on left, swears the bunt, nicked through, and that's a strike. Carrasco was off the bag at second. Gastineau sprinted out and then threw down to second, not able to pick him off. And he'll be 0-1. He's right. Carrasco may have picked himself up a little, getting back to the bag when they're at second. Looks like he may be hopping around a little bit, like working in and out on here. Also, earlier, third.
Trout in step. The runners now comes home, and Wright will show bump and pull back this time, and count will be even at one. There is one out. Ace is across the board, one ball, one strike, and the win out. The pitch from Bradle. Wright shooting Thompson came to the third baseline, and nobody covers her corner, covers the bag instead of charging the ball up the third baseline, and that's an infield hit for Wright to load the base in. And Gervardo will come to the plate, and the really good bunt up the baseline by Wright in corner with the runner on second went to cover the bag, and nobody covered the ball. Sprout sprinted over but didn't get there. He got there late. Porter was actually going to pick it up. So base was loaded and Gervardo would take ball one. There's a couple times now where the pitchers come in and it looks like a heavy strike, but the umpire hasn't called it. It is the pitch. It's a liner right for Workman. Throws it in and Trout will finish and it's 2 hours. Jason Bamford will come to the plate. The bases are loaded, 2 outs. Buffalo 10-1 here in the top of the second. Bamford struck out earlier this week, last inning. The pitch. Bamford misses.
It's like this
company.
Smoke
goes over to Uriah in the dugout, gives a signal. Time for the pitch, and Sprout's now set. Here's the pitch. Is on the ground. Clay fields it. Goes to second. It's in for the
Stay on board!
Delta will maintain their 10-1 advantage. We go to their half of the second. You're listening. Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. What's that? Don't feel bad. He's not the only one. Bobby Grassley will start the bottom of the second. Well, from the mound, only allowing the one run, not early five times. Right down, so far. Pick up where they left off in that 10-1 first inning. Brady Sprout was a huge part of that inning with a grand slam home run.
Bamford and Buckley probably a chance to.
So it looks like we're going to get a new catcher as Bamford behind the plate. Go out to right field. Given the break, and Bredo will step in and
State.
Yeah, bud. Yeah.
His first year bat against Carrasco.
Mm-hmm.
And Schmidt, so here's the 1-0 from Carrasco. And that will look surprised, so it'll be 2-0. Scott steps out now back in. Carrasco starts and delivers. This one's on the outside corner.
Come on, Braden. Right? Come on, Dad.
Here's the pitch.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's 3-1. So yeah, it's coming out. It's
see what Raymond does.
Get
up close.
No. Oh, yeah. And the pitch.
Hey!
Raymond trying to find six blocks to Brady to lead off the inning, and Connor Worsen will come to the plate.
He didn't want to get
one. Like, Sprout going to run for himself. Connor Worsen will come to the plate. He's going to come out to left field for the first out of the first inning. That's about Johnson. And Brado with a good lead out of there at first, held on by Phil Fuller. Castro looks at him, first pitch, is in there for a strike. Right down the middle, looks like an outfield pitch. So Workman will step out now, back in. The pitch, he's lifted up, and the center field, right, will make the catch.
Hey,
let's go. Hey, good catch, Warner. Right, you're off. Okay, it looks like Buckley ended up throwing the at first. Handcuff will come in if you're trying to see runner for having picked the most cut that he struck out swinging in the first, this will be his first at bat against Carrasco. The lead by Hancock. The pitch. Low and outside. Here's the pitch. Stay in the middle. One. Cases across the board, and ball one strike, one out here in the bottom of the second inning, up in 10-1. That's the pitch. This one is floating on the ground. The short, Trevardo goes to two for one out, and they will turn the double play to get out of the inning. 4-3 on that one. Delta certainly changed their
running
run advantage 10-1. If you had the third, you listen to Delta Panther Sports on IU Sports Online.
We get in trouble for it. Maybe? No. They won't get
nutty.
I play it all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was trying to Braden Sprouse comes up, starts the third inning, and visitors have a 5 to the hardest quarter for the Tigers. Nate Morton was the major hitter. Now hitting toward the third of base. Cameron is on.
I'm out to the short.
So Gordon popped up the second round of the first game. One popped up on the right side out of play. Foul. Gordon steps out now. Back here. Here's the bench. One flips it in the right field. Retracts it. Comes in on it. And makes the pass. One out and Wyatt Buckley will send into the plate. Reached on an error somewhere about quarter in the first was the reason the run scored by the for the Tigers. It's their only run of the game. So we have got the lead turn one here in the top eight. So he'll step in. Buckley now at first base. That's a substitution. Started the game at catcher, played catcher the entire game previous to this. He's still sitting in the line in the left field. So, Smithy Outland, excuse me, will come to the plate. He did end up going in the left field on the pitching change.
I think he can keep that up.
Yeah. He struck out looking. To end the first time. Buckley will take your lead off first, held on by Bynum, the pitch, and he fouled back to the backstop.
Oh, my God. Did you jump?
It'll be 0-1 to Evans.
It's like, even though you know
that. Yeah. That's the runner first. Now comes Buckley takes his lead. Got this over there again. Now comes home. Breaks the ball, misses high, and the count will be even at one.
Yeah.
1-1 delivery. This is in the umpire in the previous game, Sterling, they actually called that a strike. It's like that inside corner kind of dance. It is the 2-1 on the pop up on the infield play, making a play. And back it all the way to the right side of the field. The play gets to the right and behind the mound. Shootout score. Bobby Carrasco will come to the plate for single blast day. Carrasco came in relief in the bottom of the first. Delta scored their 10 runs. The runner is first.
Okay, now that's
over at it. And the pitch.
All right.
Pitch is on the ground. It is goes to second to get you out and end the inning.
They got
even
more.
Buck Panther back with you here at Delta High School. The Panthers face the Tigers in the championship game of the Region 7 regional tournament. Delta beats 10-1 here today. They're half of the third inning. Delta wins here. They are the school advantage. State tournament is the winner of Region 2, the University's Ranger. University will be second seed in the tournament, the host of second region. So Carrasco will be out to face 9-1-2 in the lineup, starting with Brett Lavo. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Here's the pitch. That misses Holly. A pitch. Take a pitch on the inside half for a strike. Hey ho. Not gotten very many at bats this season, but when he has, he's been productive. He's even making some fast ones. He's going to have to be careful with two. The pitch. It was a dirt, the count will be even at two. Yeah. And it steps out, just takes a couple of breaths, I believe. Now we'll step back here. Here's the pitch. This is high, and there you go, there's room to count full. The pitch. Back up the middle, picked up by the shortstop Gavardo, and a nice dig by Buckley down there at first to get the out. And that'll bring Landon Kennel to the plate. Kennel with a two-run homer in the second, otherwise he walked and scored today. He'll take the breaker for ball one. Asco comes back and pitches. That's low. And it's 2-0 to Kennel. And he steps out, now back in. Asco working quickly. The pitch. This is outside. And now 3-0 to the Delta second base. The pitch. The pitch walks to Kennedy. Put in a board and land in the plate. Will come to the plate. Play. We'll stumble a little bit. Slide swing. Play. The right side channel with a good lead held on by Buckley. Rasko looks over. Clay will foul the pitch off.
Okay, Landon.
Gaston O'Neill. Got over from the on-deck circle. He took up that foul ball. Lando will step back in here. Rasko looks over at the running back on his home. That pitch misses high. Very first pump, though. With the arm sound looking back. Aces across the board, as a matter of fact. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom third, double leads 10-1. Drafter, it's over at Kennel. Now comes home. That pitch is fouled at the plate. And don't get asked to self with two. Long look in by Carrasco. He's set now, and he will deliver. And there's a time to get back, and Aaron Davis is going to get back there. channel to the ground, and the tank is full. Looking for bait kicks ball four here at the plate. So last go. Over to runner, now comes back to fifth, swing and a miss.
Come on,
Lou. We strike out of the game. Take a little inning, and now we've got to come to the plate. An RBI single, we reached on an error today. Here's the pitch. Let's find it in the left. For base nine. There are two outs here in the bottom of the first. Kennel is second, looks at first. After the runner is second, up and home. This is outside for a ball. Here's the one out. He's going to be fouled off back out of play on the left side. It also makes it over the fence over there, lands in the first couple of rows of metal bleachers. People start scattering. There's the pitch. This one lines in the left. Actually, it's short. That fielder Allen comes in and makes the catch. Thought that would have been a little harder than it was, but unable to record the third out of the inning, helped it from scoring, and they will take their 10-1 lead to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Health. And the pitch. This one, it's sharply on the left side bow. This one will be lying foul on the left side as well.
Running Welsh. Ready.
Left hander. This one will be lined out of frame on the side foul again. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be shot off to Biden at first. He'll step on the ball.
You can go
Dayton Diori will step it, swinging back in the second. He'll take strike one on the outside corner. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one's on the ground to second Kennel. Knocks it down, picks it up, and he will throw to first for the second out. That'll bring Andrew Wright to the plate. He singled on an infield hit back in the second. Here's the pitch. That misses the outside corner. Wright singled with a bunt up the third baseline that Porter did not charge. He covered the bag because there was a runner at second and nobody fielded the ball. The pitch. One's popped up. Back behind home plate. It'll stay in the field of play. The count will be even at one. Brado stares now. And here's the 1-1. That just misses low, and it's 2-1. That pitch catches the outside half of the plate for a strike to even the count at two. It's the breaking ball. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch swinging a miss. Strike three. The Tigers go in order here in the top of the fourth inning. That's the fourth strikeout from Brado today. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fides Cafe in Delta. Fides Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Carrasco comes out to start the bottom of the fourth against Delta. Panthers lead 10-1 here as Carrasco set to face 5-6-7 in the lineup. That's Bynum, Sprout, and Workman. Ryland is 0-1 with a walk today. So he will step in on this right-on-right matchup. Here is the pitch. And that's going to catch the outside corner for a strike. So a timeout called by the home plate umpire. And here's the pitch from Carrasco as we get back to action. This one will miss low. And the count will be even at 1. The pitch hit foul on the third base side and out of play. Gonzalez getting chased and ran out of room. So now Bynum going to have to be tough with 2. Been partly cloudy most of the day, but clouds starting to roll in here late, and the breeze starting to pick up a little bit. Carrasco shakes off the sign. Now he's ready. The pitch in the dirt, and the count will be even at 2. Here's the pitch. This one's chopped foul on the left side, and the battle will continue. Bynum steps out, now back in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off on the right side. First baseman Buckley able to track that down in foul territory and make the catch. So that will be the first out of the inning, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He's walked and had that 4-run home run back in the first inning. The grand slam, as we call it, the pitch, is on the ground on the right side, and the hole sliding stop by DiOrio, and the pitch, the stretch, and first base umpire calls Sprout out. A heck of a stretch by Buckley. So with 2 outs, Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor 0-2 here in the championship game. Pretty sure he went 2-2 in the semifinal. The pitch, taken low, and it's 1-0. The pitch, misses outside, and it's 2-0. Turner steps out, now back in, and Carrasco quickly pitches as that will be called a strike. Right down the center. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, and the count is even. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and there's the pitch. That is way outside. Ball 3. The pitch. Misses low, and Workman will head on down to first with the walk. Brings Evan Ficklin to the plate. Ficklin 0-2 here in this game. to come to signs from Steve Reier, and a good lead by Workman at first, held on by Buckley. Carrasco stares in. Now the pitch is, Sprout is going. That'll be a base hit as Workman rounds second and holds. So a two-out single for Ficklin, and Brett Leho will come to the plate. He's 0-1 and been hit by a pitch here in this game. Scored a run back in that 10-run first. Leho steps in. Here's the pitch from Orozco. It's high in sight, and it's 1-0. Leho steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. That misses outside, gets through the wickets on Bamford. A late read by Workman. He moves up 90 feet, as does Ficklin. Ficklin got a little better read than Workman did. Now Delta's got two in scoring position, with the batter Leho having a 2-0 count at the plate. Here's the pitch. This one will be fouled up. Fouled on the right side. Buckley underneath it makes the catch to end the inning. So Delta still with a 9-run advantage, 10-1 as we head to the fifth. You're listening to the Delta Panthers Sports On, Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Pitching for Delta, Kyrie comes to the mound. Braden Sprout will move to center field, Leho to right. And Sprout on the mound today allowed the 1 run unearned on 4 hits, had 4 strikeouts, no walks, so a good day for Brado, and he'll give way to Reed, who was just a little bit harder than Brado does, and he will face the top of the lineup for Sterling. So Ty going to finish his warm-up tosses here. Andrew Scovardo will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a run scored today, the only run for Sterling. So top of the fifth, Delta up by 9, 10-1. So Delta looking to hold here and then maybe put it away here in the bottom of this inning. Is the run rule 10-5 is in play. So Ty's last appearance, I believe, was last Saturday against Basalt. Here's the pitch. He's coming from a little bit of a three-quarters arm angle as Scovardo will foul this off down the right field line out of play. Reed stares in. He's got his sign. Here's the pitch. This one will be lined into left field. it's going to roll all the way to the wall, and Trout picks it up, and that'll be a stand-up leadoff double for Scovardo. And Jason Banford will come to the plate. He's struck out today. Grounded into a fielder's choice back in the second. So Scovardo will be your runner, and Banford will be at the plate. Reed will look at Scovardo out of there at second now. Comes home. That one is on the outside half for a strike. Here's the 0-1. Oh, I'm a little ahead of myself. Reed sets now, and now he'll deliver the 0-1. Swing and a miss by Banford as Reed is moving his arm angle with just about every pitch. He's come over the top. He's gone three quarters. That time he was almost sidearm. Long look in by Ty. Now he's set. Looks at the runner at second, comes home, and Gastineau dives to his right to keep that from going by him. So it'll be 1-2 to the Sterling right fielder, actually now catcher. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a call, strike three. So Ty records his first strikeout of the game. And Jake Gordon will come to the plate. He's 0-2 here in the game. And he steps in. Right on right is the matchup. Reed with a long look in. Now he sets. And the pitch. Swung, hit, foul, out of play on the right side. So 0-1 is the count to Gordon. And the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. Evens the count at 1. So, aces across the board. 1-1, 1-1. The pitch. Again, Gastineau diving to his right makes the stop. So it's 2-1 to Gordon. Scovardo, the runner at second. And the pitch. And that's going to get by Luke and roll to the backstop. Scovardo will move up to third. 3-1 to Gordon. So, here we are, top of the fifth with 1 out. Delta leads 10-1. And 3-1 count to the designated hitter, Gordon. Scovardo, the runner on third. Here's the pitch. That will be high. And Gordon, frustrated that he drew the walk, and I think he wanted to get a chance to make contact, but with 1 out, Wyatt Buckley will come to the plate. He's reached on an error and singled today in the championship game. So Gordon will be at first, Scovardo at third, as Sterling has the runners on the corners. Buckley right on right with Reed. Okay. Here's the pitch. Is in the dirt, knocked down by Gastineau, and Gordon will move up to second. So Reed has the gets a visit from Steve Ryer as he pops out of the Delta dugout. As the infield will return to their positions, then Ayer will return to the dugout. So 1-0 the count to Buckley, and we'll see if this discussion out there on the mound will pay dividends. Here's the pitch. That catches the outside corner for a strike, and it'll even up the count at one. So Gordon, the runner, at second. Scavardo at third. Scavardo with a leadoff double here, followed by the strikeout of Bamford, and then the walk of Gordon, who then advanced on the wild pitch. And Reed entices Buckley to swing at a ball off the plate, and it's 1-2. Green shakes off a couple of signs, and now he sets. Here's the pitch. That'll be fouled back to the backstop. Trent Mallow, the on-deck hitter, comes, picks up that foul ball. Is Reed looking to try to win this battle here with a couple runners in scoring position for the Tigers and only one out? Reed looks at the runners. Now delivers. That will miss high, and the count's even now at 2. Buckley will step out now, step back in. Reed has his sign and comes set. Here's the pitch. That is right down the middle for strike 3, called at the knees. Buckley cannot believe it. 2 strikeouts for Reed and 2 outs in the inning, which in my opinion is the more important detail. And now Trenton Allen will come to the plate. He's 0-2 today as the wind starts to pick up a little bit more. Here's the pitch. That misses high. So Reed looking to get out of the jam here in the top of the fifth with his squad up 10-1. Delta put up 10 runs in the first inning. To answer the single run that Sterling put up, and that's a swing and a miss for strike 1. And those are the... Nobody scored since then. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Reed. This one is going to be a base hit into center field. One run will score, and they're going to send Gordon as well. Throw is offline, and that's an RBI single for Allen. So Sterling able to put a couple runs across the board here in the top of the fifth. As I said right before that, no runs have been scored since the first. So it'll be 10-3 Delta as Robbie Carrasco will come to the plate. Carrasco's singled and hit into an inning-ending fielder's choice as he takes the pitch high for a ball. 2 outs, and Allen with the lead off of first. Bynum there to hold it. Here's the pitch. This one is off the end of the bat foul. First base coach for Sterling picks it up and throws it back to Ty. That'll even the count at one. Reed stares in. Now he's set and delivers, and that one will miss low. 2-1 now here to Carrasco. Allen started the game as the pitcher, and the bottom of the first, didn't make it out of the bottom of the first inning, as he is off and running, thrown down by Gastineau, is not in time, and that'll be a stolen base. The call was a strike at the plate, so we got Deuces Wild now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Reed set and delivers. This one is on the ground to short. Clay up with it. Sets. Good throw to first. 6-3 on the put out for the third out of the inning. So Delta has their lead cut into. It's 10-3 as they will come to the plate here in their half of the fifth inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
That is Delta High School. Mark Cantor here with you. It looks like we're going to get a... Nope, Landon Kennel. Excuse me, I thought we were getting a pinch hitter. I didn't see the six on his jersey. Landon Kennel will lead off the inning for Delta against Carrasco, who came in relief in the bottom of the first and has been out there ever since. Landon is a two-run home run and a couple of walks today, a couple runs scored. Here's the pitch. That one misses low for ball one. So Landon will step out, try to get his timing a little bit, and step back in. Here's the pitch. That one's going to bounce off the shin guard, and it'll be 2-0. And the pitch. In the dirt, and that's ball three. Kennel steps out now back in, and the pitch. That misses high. It's a four-pitch walk to Kennel to lead off the inning, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. When Delta scored 10 runs in the first, it started off with a leadoff walk by Kennel. Clay followed with a walk, so, and then the floodgates begin to open. So Kennel will take his lead as Clay steps to the plate. He has that walk. He's doubled. He also struck out today. Here's the pitch. As Clay squares the bunt, pulls back, and a back pick by Bamford, not in time to get Kennel. Signs come from Steve Ryer down to the third base coach's box. Kennel gets his lead held on by Buckley. Here's the pitch, and Clay attempting to lay down the bunt and can't make contact. It'll leave them a count at one. Play steps out, now back in. Carrasco looks over at the runner. This one comes in high and tight on Lando, and it'll be 2-1. Carrasco stares in. Now he sets the pitch. That misses outside, and it's 3-1 to play. Hitters count. We'll see if Landon gets anything to hit him. Carrasco looks over at the runner at first, delivers home, and fouled off the knuckles, and it'll run the count full. Clay looking for a base hit or ball four here with a full count and no outs. Here's the pitch. This is going to be a liner in the center field, and that'll be a single for Landon. And Kennel will move up to second. So Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Gastineau ended Delta's game against Pagosa Springs with a walk-off 3-1 run, a home run to reach the run rule, and now the head coach for Sterling, Scott DiOrio, out of the dugout to talk to his squad. So, we'll see if the Tigers make a change. Long discussion up there at the mound as the home plate umpire will come on out, and it does look like we are going to get a pitching change. We'll take a break and get you that information when we come back. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
So Andrew Scovardo will come in to pitch, relieving Robbie Carrasco, who will go back to third base. Cameron Gonzalez, who has been playing third base since the last pitching change, will go to second, I believe, short, I believe. Nope, he does go to second, and DiOrio will move over to short. Buckley will stay at first. So, Luke Gastineau up to the plate. You know he's looking to end this. As he will take strike one right down the center of the plate. Luke doesn't usually swing at the first pitch. He likes to see a couple pitches before he takes the bat off the shoulder, but that might have been the pitch he wanted to drive. Here's the 0-1. This one is fouled off on the left side. Luke is 2-for-2 in this game. He did reach on an error as well. So, Kennel at second, Clay at first, no outs. Delta leads 10-3. Here's the 0-2 to Gastineau. It's on the ground on the right side, picked up by Gonzalez. They will get the runner at second for one, and they rolled up Gastineau 4-6-3, excuse me, on the double play to get two outs here in the inning. Kennel did make it to third, so there is that. But with two outs, Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed's 1-for-2 with a walk here in game in this championship game. He's also scored a run. Scavarda with the pitch. That one will bounce out of Bamford's glove, but doesn't get too far. The pitch was high. So Reed is up 1-0 in the count. Scavarda comes set. The righty delivers. This one will be fouled off on the right side, and the count will be even. Reed steps out, now back in. Scavarda has the sign. And the pitch. That one tails in on Reed and misses the zone. Scavarda stares in. He's ready now. Here's the 2-1. This one's shot off the plate and foul. And I believe in the count at 2. So deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th. Delta leads 10-3. Kennel the runner at 3rd. Gavardo sets and delivers. This one's popped up on the left side. The Oreo goes out, and it's going to drop as it gets over his head. That'll be a base hit for Ty, and an RBI for Reed as well, as Delta will score the run and extend their lead 11-3, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum 0-for-2 with a walk here in this game, and Ty Reed will be the runner at first. Gavarda looks at Reed over at first. He's got a big lead, and there's the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Gavardo's ready. And the pitch. This one's lined into left field for a base hit. Gets by the left fielder. Reed will round second. And will pull up at third. So that will be a 2-out double for Reed. And now Delta will have 2 runs in scoring position. Those would essentially be the winning runs if Bynum were to score from third, or excuse me, from second. Here, being up by 2 in the bottom of the 5th, Braden Sprout comes to the plate. Sprout with a 4-run home run here in the game, and they're going to intentionally walk Braden to load the bases. And now bring Workman to the plate to get a righty-on-righty matchup. Connor 0-for-2 with a walk here in this game. So a base hit, scores 2, should end the game. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up, out of play on the left side. Workman steps out now. Steps back in. So Workman looking for a walk-off base knock to send Delta to the state championship tournament. Here is the 0-1. This one's lined in the left, but Reed scores, Bynum scores, Delta's going to state. Delta with the walk-off hit by Connor Workman will win this one 13-3. And Delta will be going to the state championship tournament for the first time since 2019. We'll take a break, come back with the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowd's Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
So Delta's heading to Greeley next Friday to compete in the 3A state tournament. They will face the winner of the second region, which was University's region. I don't have any results from that, but it'll be the first time Delta's made it to the state tournament since 2019 and get to visit Butch Butler Stadium there in Community Park in Greeley. So, just a great tournament for Delta today, ending both games with the run rule, first with Pagosa Springs 16-0 in 4, and then over Sterling 13-3 in 5. So, I'm not entirely sure where my coverage is going to be next Friday for the start of that tournament. It'll either be here on Audio Sports Online or the Monkey, so I'll make sure I keep everybody informed of that. In the meantime, you've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.